Let's learn about the working conditions in hospital, including safety, welfare, and employees' health services in a hospital. Well, if we see the hospital employees, they have to work constantly under conditions of great stress. It is therefore the responsibility of the hospital authorities, say medical director, to provide that good working conditions which meet accepted standards of cleanliness, ventilation, light, air, etc., so as to ensure that the safety and welfare of all the employees is taken care of. In this respect of health, safety, welfare, in fact, for all factories, the Factories Act 1948 and amended Factories Act 1987 after Bhopal gas tragedy has given lot of sections and provisions for taking care of the employees in a factory. But unfortunately, Factories Act do not apply to hospital. In spite of that, it is the duty of the hospital top management to see to it that they take care of all these provisions that are there in the factory. They should also be utilized to be applied in the hospital so that the hospital employees' health, safety and welfare can be taken care of. The necessity for good working conditions in a hospital cannot be overemphasized, as they are exposed to various diseases in the hospital because they are dealing with all the patients in the hospital. So let's understand this topic in detail. So the learning objective will be working conditions in hospital, safety issues, the various risks involved in the hospitals, welfare policies of the hospitals. Let's find out what are the various working conditions in hospitals that are prevalent in most of the hospitals where the hospital employees are working. Employees are exposed to various diseases. They may be mainly communicable diseases where they can be infected because of that, say tuberculosis, then HIV, hepatitis B, the viral infections, influenza and all. These are the most common problems that they come across, and of course since they are exposed to body fluids and blood more often, they may be involved with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV and all the sputum if the patient is coughing in front of them, or the various steps and other things that are being used by the patients. When they touch them, they can get contaminated and hence they can also get infected by that. So employees exposed to various diseases. One should provide good lighting with bright colors and proper ventilation and hygienic conditions, and controlled temperature should be there, otherwise it will be very difficult for them to work efficiently. Good furniture, equipment and proper maintenance of the workplace should be maintained, otherwise the hospital employees can have a lot of musculoskeletal problems like neck pain, backache, etc. Many of the equipments, ACs, the fans, if they are old and not maintained well, it can lead to lot of noise generation. Even the generators are there, because you can't have a hospital without a generator, because suppose the electric power goes off and there are various machines which are providing the vital oxygen to the employees, as well as while operating the cauterization is needed during operation. If the electricity fails, then you can understand what will happen during operation to the patients. It can be a question of life and death for the patient at times, and hence immediately it should taken over by the generators, and naturally the generators are going to create lot of noise. There are laundry machines also which are there within the premises of the hospital which may create lot of noise. So control of noise by maintenance of all the movable equipments should be made. To prevent monotony when the hospital employees are working in the same way for many, many years, to prevent that, one should carefully select these employees, and they should be trained to perform several different tasks so that their work monotony can be prevented. Multiskilling is good for them in a way. Time and motion studies should be made to evolve easier methods whereby one can have better layout of all the procedures to be done so that it will prevent lot of ergonomic problems. Ergonomic studies should be done regularly so that the hospital employees, especially the class 4 employees, are not at disadvantage of getting lot of problems of musculoskeletal. Proper policies and procedures should be developed and implemented and communicated to all. You should give special attention to skilled, semi-skilled and unskilled employees' working conditions. Good working conditions reduces anxiety, neurosis and improves the efficiency of all the hospital employees. One should create healthy work environment. It requires at times to change long-standing cultural practices that are prevalent in that area and some of the traditions and hierarchies followed whereby people are not going to change that easily, and that can lead to lot of problems for the subordinates. Therefore, though everyone must be involved in the creation of healthy work environment, the onus is finally on the organizational, developmental and unique head leaders to ensure that the change required happens in the hospital. Now let's understand about healthy work. If we want the healthy work environment, what all things will be required? One is skilled communication. One should give communication clearly what all things are required to be followed. The policies can be made and it should be communicated to all and ensure that they are following these policies. There should be true collaboration among all the employees. It's not there only the top and middle people are going to listen to that and the class 4 employees are going to ignore that. Even though the class 4 employees may be smokers, they may be consuming tobacco, they may be consuming alcohol at times, it is to be seen that hospital premises should be totally smoke free, tobacco free, and nobody should be allowed to work during duty hours under the influence of alcohol or any other drug. And true collaboration should be there among all, so that nobody should allow a single person, even though that may be his friend, that let him smoke for a while and then let us keep mum about that. There should be effective decision making made by all regarding various hazards that are there. Then only the clean environment can remain. The enough number of staffing should be there so that in case of anybody taking leave, the remaining people should not overwork and they will get fatigued otherwise, and this will lead to lot of musculoskeletal problems. There should be meaningful recognition for the good work done by all the employees so that appreciation should be there, even though he may be a class 4 employee. Ultimately, self-dignity is very important, and hence one should appreciate the good work done by anybody. And authentic leadership should be there whereby people are going to follow the instructions given by the leader. Otherwise, that fellow knows everything, he tells the people to follow, but then people, because of their culture, because of their past practices which they have been doing, continue doing that, then it's of no use. When you want to paint a picture of a healthy work environment, one should remember regarding organizational responsibilities, individual responsibilities and support and access to educational programs related to each, and leadership and administrative support regarding that will go a long way to obtain the real healthy work environment in a hospital. The WHO report 2010 defined the supportive work environment as an environment that attracts individuals into the health professions, encourages them to remain in the health workforce and enables them to perform effectively. Otherwise, what happens normally, people know that why to go and work in such an environment where a lot of diseased patients are there, emotionally disturbed patients are there, with whom, why we should work. Okay, let us go and get a lucrative job outside where we can work in better environment. But one should see to it that even in a hospital, one should have a supportive environment where clean air is there, pure potable water is available, there are no tripping hazards, lot of greenery is there around, and lot of efforts are being put in so that even the hospital environment remains healthy and attractive to hospital employees. So let us understand about the various elements of work environment. Safety is very, very important in hospitals also. We have been emphasizing safety in various manufacturing industries as per the Factories Act, which have given us clear provisions regarding safety. But in a hospital, although the Factories Act is not applicable, it is the duty of the top management in the hospital to see to it that the safety is taken care of for patients, for hospital employees, for visitors who are visiting the hospital. We'll go into details regarding safety hazards which are there in the hospital and how to take care of them. Management has to see to it that it takes keen interest in improving the work environment for all the employees regarding air quality, regarding water, regarding the garbage collection, the biomedical waste hazards which are going to be there, and as per the rules of biomedical waste hazard, they have to be separated, segregated and sent for the disposal properly. There should be clear communication among all the employees by the top management, HR manager, etc., so that they know what are the hazards and how to prevent it. The top management should always give support and they should do thorough supervision of all the practices to be followed so that clean environment and safety and welfare of employees is taken care of to the utmost requirement. And one should always be fair to all the employees, whether he is class 1 employee or class 4 employee, and equality is maintained as far as the health, safety, welfare of all the employees in the hospital are concerned. Kramer and Schmalenberg in 2002 has given us 8 essentials of work environment. They have interviewed 289 staff nurses in 14 magnet hospitals, and they found out the essential elements of work environment to deliver the quality care, and the rank order is given. One is working with clinically competent nurses. One should have competent nurses to work in a hospital. Good nurse-physician relationship and communication should be there. Nurse autonomy and accountability should be there. Support nurse manager and supervisor. Control over nursing practice. Support for education, adequate nurse staffing, and culture where concern for the patient is paramount. If such kind of working environment is there in a hospital, definitely the patients will be benefited to the utmost. In public hospitals, we have seen they are asked to do more and more with less and less money until it feels like you are doing everything with nothing. You have seen many of the public hospitals where the patients are kept on floor in the corridors, and the enough of money is not provided to them for good housekeeping and all, and they are still expected to do more and more for the huge population India is having, and unfortunately the enough amount of budgeting is not provided. So what we see above is what is available to the patients, what is the productivity of the hospital employees, what is the responsiveness when you are asking any services from them, and what is the competence of doctors, nurses, paramedical staff, etc. But what is behind, within, is like an iceberg. 1/8 which is seen above is very minor things, but 7/8 of it is below the sea level, where pre-service training of these people, the political situation, social environment, education, personal attitude, safety of health workers, career development, supportive supervision, economic stability and security issues, availability of data, cleanliness, physical infrastructure, performance appraisal system of that hospital, quality of available data, intention to leave at times because of the poor environment, managing available resources where there are scarce resources, the health system policies and strategies, available resources regarding drugs, water, etc. At times they are scarce. We have seen recently in NACO also, we have seen there were not enough of drugs available for the HIV patients who are supposed to be given free drugs, and we have seen they were given for 8 days instead of 1 month, and then it was real scarcity, and then that can lead to the patients not coming for the medicine and then leading to multiple problems later because of the drug resistance and all. Intention to leave, health system policies and strategy, communication management staff and clients, accountability of each and every employee, trust among the employees, respect, transparency, teamwork, leadership style, clear job description many times are not given to the employees, recruitment and selection system, if there is lot of political pressure to take some of the people, there is lot of union pressure to some of the people for the class 4 employees and all, community participation, whether it is there or not, motivation and satisfaction, whether the people who are satisfied with the job that they are doing, enough of salary they are getting or not, whether the working conditions, safety, etc. is taken care of for them or not, and the various types of diseases that are there which may be communicable, and if enough of precautions are not taken, if enough of precautions and budget is not given for taking care of the various hazards that are there in the hospital, it can lead to multiple problems for the hospital healthcare workers. Hospital environment, if we see, so 11 public teaching hospitals in Khartoum, or maybe one of them may be having all these things, performance of healthcare workers, management, teamwork, already we have seen this, that staff ratio, what is the attendance of them, how much waiting time is there for the patients, whether patients are satisfied or not, communication with patients is clear and good enough, and whether they are being told about everything about the disease, their various alternatives, job satisfaction among the workers is there or not, and intention to leave is there or not. So what kind of data, whether is available, one has to think about. So hospital environment, if we see, the hospital environment presents particularly and in some cases unique safety problems when compared with other industrial settings. These problems can affect all the patients of the hospital, can affect the staff of the hospital, as well as the visitors who are coming to the hospital. The causes of such hazards can be described under two broad categories. One is failure to devise or correctly perform the desired function, and failure of the hospital personnel to correctly use the medical equipment that they are using. At times there is a lack of skill among the employees of the hospital, and the new machine has come and they are not able to operate that properly. Now which can lead to safety problems also. Now the safety program should be run in every hospital so that lot of safety hazards can be avoided. They should appoint one safety committee to oversee these aspects of the hospital's daily function. A safety program should be having three major components. One, the identification of hazards and risks that are there in the hospital premises. Then the prevention of these hazards and risks, and documentation. Now, how one can identify the various hazards that are there in the premises of the hospital? For that, one should go through literature, one should walk around and see each and every potential hazard which can be there. it will depend on the type of hospital, the type of patients coming, the type of equipments that are used, the power failure, whether it is occurring or not, whether the housekeeping is kept properly or not. There can be tripping hazard. If the housekeeping is not good, there can be some fall of the material from the store or from the ward itself where something is kept not kept properly. So there can be multiple hazards. For that, one should go around the hospital and see to it that these hazards are identified first. Now, if lot of geriatric patients are coming, as you know, geriatric patients are having multiple problems. Many of them may be having cataract, or the visually handicapped people may be there, whereby they are not able to see certain things properly. There can be hearing problem with them, and hence if somebody is raising an alarm, they are not able to hear. There is a fire, people are announcing on the public system regarding the fire, and these people are not able to hear that, and they are not going away from the fire. So one has to think from all the angles, because hospital is somewhere where multiple patients are coming, multiple visitors are there, and even hospital employees are there who should be taken care of. So first one should identify the various hazards. Now these hazards in a hospital can be in the form of machines which are there. If they are not maintained well, there can be breakdown, and suddenly the service given to the patient may be hampered, which can lead to even the more harm to the patient, which will lead to more morbidity and mortality at times. Secondly, there can be hazard of material handling, when the material is taken from one place to the other, and if you don't have the right kind of conveyor belts, etc., then you can be taking the help of all the class 4 laborers to carry them, and manually when they are carrying it, if you don't have a sufficient staff, it will lead to backache problems for these people. Sometimes it will lead to even the fractures, because some material falls on the leg and it can lead to fractures. So these are various safety hazards. Electrical equipments are there, so there are electrical hazards also involved, where electrocution, burns, etc. can occur. If the maintenance of the hospital is not done adequately because of the poor funding, then naturally there can be leakages, and even some of the chemicals may drip from the laboratory, which can have an adverse effect on the people. So one should first identify the various hazards that are there, what are the risks involved, and then try to prevent them by taking it to the higher management, clearly giving them idea what are the consequences of this which can occur, and try to prevent it. Whatever accidents are occurring also, one should always have near miss accidents also, one should be reporting and keeping documentation of each and everything, which will help us in proper data collection and then taking the proper actions to prevent them. Identification, components required, constant vigilance with respect to in-hospital activities, and information from outside sources on the hazards and risks associated with procedures or equipment. All the equipments that you get, one should always go through their manuals, what all potential hazards can be there, how to operate that. One should be properly trained to operate, then only one should touch that equipment. Risk associated with procedures or equipment should be known to each and every person who is going to handle that equipment. It's particularly important that the identification phase be an ongoing one that can respond to new information periodically and communicate to the responsible people who are dealing with that. One particularly important part of the identification is incident analysis. Whatever incidents are occurring, even though the accident may not have occurred, but there was a potential hazard also, one should analyze that and prevent it in future. What are the various causes of accident in case of hospital premises? The first and foremost thing for hospital employees, if we see, since it is running 24/7, anytime multiple casualties may enter in a hospital, in which case people are working beyond their routine timings. At times we have seen doctors are working for 36 hours at a stretch, they are not getting adequate sleep, they are not getting adequate food. So one can understand fatigue is very common among hospital employees at times, and which will lead to the impairment of the mental faculties and physical faculties of the body, which will lead to potential accidents. Disturbed mental state will lead to lack of concentration, what they are doing, because they are feeling so sleepy, they are not able to judge properly the danger that is there in front of them at times. If the building and equipments are faulty for some or the other reason, at times enough of budgets are not given, and with the lowest tender some of the equipments are bought, sometimes they may be faulty, sometimes they may not be working as optimally as they are required to be, and then you can understand breakdown is more common, and then it can lead to danger to the people in the surrounding area. If the lighting is poor, then naturally you cannot see what's coming in front, and it can lead to accidents. Unsafe practices. Some of the people have got overconfidence when they have been working in the hospital for say 15-20 years, and because of that they try to perform certain acts which are unsafe, thinking that for last 20 years I am working, nothing has happened, so nothing should happen now also. But anytime the disaster can occur and it will lead to accidents. If the discipline among the employees is poor, then naturally they are not going to follow the safety instructions properly, and it can lead to accidents. Similarly, lack of training. If people are not trained well about how to operate various equipments or what all precautions one should take, then also it is going to lead to accidents. Lack of rigid and continuous safety inspection. If periodically, regularly, rigid, continuous safety inspections are not done, there are some unsafe conditions and people are not noticing that because they are not inspecting it thoroughly, and then it will lead to unsafe conditions, leading to sometimes unsafe practices also, and one can get accidents. At times some of the patients, some of the employees in the hospital are accident prone. We have seen multiple times they are involved with accidents, and still they are kept, they are not removed from the organization, or they are not being trained regularly, periodically, and inspected thoroughly, and given some disciplinary action taken against them if required. Nothing is being done because of the strong union that is there, and at times these people are more prone to get more accidents, which can adversely affect even the other people and visitors and patients also.